We continue now with Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, Perek Lamed Gimel. Rav Chaim Volozhiner here brings his most beautiful mashal of Eitz Chaim Hiel HaMachazikim, but begging us to understand that the totality of our life is going to be nothing other than our relationship with Torah. It's for this reason that we're warned in Sefer Yoshua, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Hazem Mipicha, V'Hagisa Bo Yomim V'Laila. Study the Torah, cling to it, never abandon it day and night. As we find in the introduction to the Zohar, Tochazi, come and see. How strong is the Koach of Torah? And how elevated is the Torah above all? And therefore we should spend our days and our nights studying Torah. We should never abandon it. As the Pasuk warns us, study it, contemplate it day and night, never give up from Torah. Because if we turn away or if we detach from it, God forbid, it's as if we've attached from the tree of life itself. Uvitana de Be'elio, Seder Elio, Zuta Perikud Gimel Amar. Vishtadal Adam Ba'atma Vidivre Torah. A person should study himself words of Torah. The context is, of course, a person who supports Torah is also, it's a very chashuv thing, it's a very important thing. But don't rely simply on supporting Torah, work yourself to study Torah. Shedivre Torah Hein Meshulim Balechem Uvamayim. Because the same way it would be difficult to ask someone to eat and have me in mind, on a certain level, while supporting Torah certainly does give schar to those who support, but on a certain level, the same way that I need to eat myself, right? I need to eat for myself. I need to make sure that I sustain myself spiritually through Torah. Just as I cannot live without food or water, I need to study Torah, not just support Torah. From your mouth. That's the warning that the Tana de Be'eliyahu has for those who become comfortable just supporting Torah but don't study Torah. V'chein amar b'tanchuma parshas kisavo, on the pasuk v'haya im shamoa, u'v'parshas ha'azinu, and in the Medrash Tehillim at the very beginning. V'amar ha'kosav, and here are the famous words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. How should we picture it? Torah as a tree of life to those who grasp it. Ki tzarecha odem likvoa belibo. Never forget this mashal. A person needs the picture in his mind, in his heart. Vidama bedaito. Ki ilu hayatoveya benachol shotef. Picture yourself drowning in a raging river, being pulled downstream. Veroa lefana benahar ilan chazak. And suddenly he sees a branch hanging over the river, a strong tree, and he grabs onto that branch, breaking himself free from the pull of the waters. He will hold on to that piece of wood for dear life. Or imagine a shipwreck. His boat has been shattered to pieces. And then he sees a single board from his boat floating in the water. He grabs onto that wooden board and holds on for dear life. He won't let go for a second because he knows his life depends on it. So that image of that piece of wood, of that piece of tree, that it can sustain this person who's being swept downstream, that's the mashal of Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. Achar sharak b'zeh toleata kol chiyuso, since his whole being depends on it. Mi pesi v'lo yavin, who would not understand? Who would, God forbid, lessen his grasp for even a moment? Shem yis'atzo chas v'shalom, because if he's lazy, if he's not mindful for even a second, af rega echad, v'yarpe yodov, if his hand slips off that branch, that he's holding on to so tightly, yitba take off. He's going to be drowned in the rivers immediately. Similarly, the Torah is that Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba. It's ilana d'chay, it's the tree of life. Shrak oso ha'eis, sha'odom ochos ba'avotza. Because only the time that is spent clinging to Torah, in one's love of it, va'osef u'mahage ba b'kviyas, the time that a person dedicates and sets aside for the study of Torah. That's what makes up his life. That's what defines his true living. Those are the moments that he's connected to Kodesh Brichu. He understands that the Torah and Hashem are one. But he understands full well that if he abandons his learning, and he doesn't set aside time to study it, with consistency, with diligence, lasok behevlei ha'olam v'hana'os of, I'd rather get swept away by the river of the pleasures and the frivolities and the silliness of this world, who nifsak v'nichras me'achayim elyonim. He's cutting himself away from supernal life, v'toveya atzo v'amayim azeidonim, and he's drowning himself in the pleasures and the silliness of this world, v'achmana litzlan. Says the Zohar in Parshas Vayetze, Kufnun Beis Amud Beis, Zakoen inon Yisrael de kutshabichu yahav lano raisa tekshot. How fortunate are the Jewish people that Hashem gave us a true Torah, l'shtadlaba yamama v'lelya, to study day and night. D'ha'kol man d'shtadlaba raisa isle cheiru mikula, because anyone who studies Torah experiences freedom from everything. Cheiru min moisa, that the Malach HaMavis has no grasp over him. Begin the chol man d'shtadlaba baraisa v'isachid ba, isachid bilana d'chaya. Because again, in that mashal, if he lets go of the tree, he's dead. If he holds the tree, he's alive. The same thing is true when one is attached to Torah. The Malach HaMavis has no grasp over him. The Yitzhar has no grasp over him. He's freed from all those things. As the Gemara says, not just the Zohar, the Gemara says it about the experience at Har Sinai. Freed from the Malach HaMavis, freed from the Yitzhara. If he arpe garmei mi ilana d'chai, and if he lets go of the tree of life, ha ilana d'mosa sharya iloi, then the tree of death takes hold of him, v'sachid bei, and it grabs onto him. Hadu d'chsev, as the Pasuk says in Mishle, Hishrapisa b'yom tzara, tzar kochecha. God forbid if you, again, diminish your grasp of it, and in a moment of difficulty, then you'll be overcome by your difficulties. You won't be able to survive. So how much do we need to take this to heart? And the answer is, obviously, very much. We need to meditate upon this in a very serious way. Let me say it again, that the entirety, shakola adam v'chayev, the entirety of your life, what does it all add up to? It's the sum total of the minutes that you spent involved in Torah, clinging to Hashem through the Torah. When you detach from it to enjoy the pleasures of this darkened world, he's handing himself over to the Yetzahara. And therefore, what is his life worth? He's drowning. He's being pulled into the depths of the mud and the filth. He's dead even though he's in this world. He looks like he's alive, but he's holech midechi al dechi, tzalmavis velo sedarim. Such harsh words. Again, this picture of living a darkened, filthy, muddy, underworld experience, velo yeda ki benafsho, and he doesn't understand that it's all within his ability to choose how he wants his life to be. What is the sum total of his life going to be? Is it going to be moments of Torah and connection to Hashem, or God forbid, moments of utter detachment and clinging to the tree of death, God forbid? That's why the Torah itself reminds us so many times, be so careful, guard yourself, protect your life. Don't allow yourself to be destroyed. Again, the Pasuk here in Mishlei is saying, a person who sins against me is literally destroying his soul. He's chomes nafsho. Guard yourself, protect yourself. A mashal of a person who gave over a small bird to be watched by his servant. Do you think that if I don't take care of the bird, that I'm gonna have a small token penalty, the value of the bird? No, this bird is very important to me. And if the Eved, God forbid, loses the bird, or the bird dies, I'm going to take not just penalty, a monetary penalty. I'm going to take your life. I'm going to make you pay with your life. Again, the Torah was not given to us as merely something for extra credit. It's not a good offer that we have the right to choose or not choose. It's life itself. And if we reject it, we're rejecting our own existence. Lastly, we know it says in Dvarim Rabba in the Medrash, Sha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam, Neiri Biyadcha, my candle, my ner is in your hand, that's the Torah, V'nercha Biyadi, and your candle, your neshama, is by me. In other words, you watch out for me and I'll watch out for you. Im Shamarta Es Neiri, Ani Mishamer Es Nercha. If you watch over my light, if you watch over my Torah, I'll watch over your light, I'll watch over your soul. Ve'im lo shamartes neiri. But if God forbid we abandon the light of the Torah, then v'chulu, Rav Chaim Volozhiner doesn't write the rest. But God forbid, it'll cost us terribly. Ayin sham. V'cheinu betanchuma parshas kisa. Similarly, we find in the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Kisisa, and the Medrash Tehillim, Mizmor Zayin, Ayin sham. But again, this is the famous mashal of Rav Chaim Volozhiner of Eitz Chaim Hilamachazikim ba. The Torah has to be held onto with such strength, with such diligence, with such commitment, because we have to understand that if we let go from of it for even a moment, God forbid we could chas v'shalom be swept downstream. So Hashem should help us to cling to that Torah. We should understand how critical it is to hold on to that Torah, and we should be blessed with the life that the Torah offers us.